We were speaking to the CEO of Fáilte Ireland earlier on this week in relation to the tourism season, the launch of Killarney's destination plan. And we were talking as well about Fáilte Ireland and how they will be overseeing the new regulatory scheme which is being brought in for short-term holiday lets, so-called Airbnb lets. One man who is not happy about this is the Cathaoirleach of Killarney Municipal District, at least for another few days anyway, Independent Councillor Brendan Cronin. Brendan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners. And just for accuracy, I'm not the Cathaoirleach councillor Marie Maloney.
Oh, apologies, apologies. I was mixing up my councillors. No, I know they're changing over the next few days as well.
All right,
Brendan. Listen, you've asked that we, the members of Kerry County Council, call a national government to immediately end the scapegoating, targeting and penalising of short-term letting providers in Kerry. They're providing a vital tourism accommodation service in our county, which is a major visitor destination and should not be penalised or closed down because of the failings of the housing strategy.
That's correct, Jerry. I suppose, and we have spoken a good few times regarding this this topic, and I put down the motion because it is blatantly obvious to me at this stage, and I put it down on behalf of people that have contacted me as well. There's a perception and a blame is being laid by national government, and to be honest, by all the major political parties, that in some way the operators or the people that own short-term letting are to blame for the housing crisis. And you see, what might fit, they have kind of made their policy that one fits all, and what might be successful in Dublin or Limerick or Galway, it's not the case here in County Kerry. And as you've said, and as I outlined, this is a major tourist destination, has been for years, and local people have been providing short-term letting accommodation, not just now or recently, but they've been doing it for decades. And it is a very important service. And in the majority of instances, Jerry, it also makes up an additional income for household income, an important household income for families.
Yeah.
And they're being clearly, clearly targeted. And what's happening, if you cut through the red tape and all that, the government and all the political parties involved, because even the opposition are in the same, singing the same, even a more stricter or a more, forceful approach, they're trying to dictate that what people must do with their own private property, and making this insinuation and this veiled thing that they're the cause of the housing policy and the housing problems. They're not. Michael D. Higgins, our president, was 100% right, and he drove the ministers ballistic when he said it was our greatest failing. And its successive governments have failed with their housing strategies for the last number of years. In this county, for the last 10, 12, 15 years, social housing, only for the voluntary organisations, for example, too, there'd be no houses built. That's the bottom line. The single rules, which we used to always do, maybe 10, 15, 20 of them each year, where you'll provide your own site, there's none happening, and anyone that's supplying is, there's some reason being found to shoot them down. And it's a continuous failure. And these people are being focused in and targeted on, and I believe that it's wrong what they're doing. And in this county in particular, it's going to have a huge damaging
effect. But Brendan, you're saying it's always been this way, but clearly it hasn't. Things have changed, and things are badly out of balance. If you look on, and we've done this several times, if you look on daft.ie or any of the websites, that you can find 6 properties for long-term rent in Killarney. And that's including the wider Killarney out into Kilcummin. You go on Airbnb and there are hundreds of properties, which many of them used to be in long-term rental. And for the last 2 or 3 years, they've switched over and they've gone. Things are badly out of balance. So shouldn't the government be trying to do something to incentivize or encourage or, yes, regulate to ensure that things are properly done and that we have some sort of a restoration of the way things at least somehow used to be?
But you see, right, they have come up with this policy of where they're informing a registrar and farm. And
it's important to say we don't know the exact details of how the register will work or how onerous it will be, but we can imagine it'll have an impact on people.
But what I can tell you from my research, because I've been at this with a long time now following the thing, and we're in a rent pressure zone here, that's defined by national government. And the guidance given for anyone out there in short-term letting, the guidance given by the national government, again, if someone applies for that planning, is if they're in a rent pressure zone, more than likely, and I've got this from senior planners, they'll be refused, right? That's so you're being, every which way they turn, they're being as I defined, penalised. Yet this policy by the government is backfiring completely, Gerry. You may have seen a report in the last number of days. I read it anyway, from the Regional Residential Tenancy Board, where they confirmed in the last number of months a huge increase in the number of landlords selling out. I think has gone up to the same time last year. The number, I think, was it's gone up to around 600 have notified their tenants, and they're selling their property. Yeah. In actual fact, it's making a bad situation much worse, because
could that not be to put down in again, these issues are multifactorial, but could that not be put down at least in part, I suppose, to the rising house prices? Somebody saying, well, this is a good opportunity to sell my house into a rising market, or also down to the wider tax situation, that long-term landlords feel that they're penalised and it's not worth it anymore for them in the era of rising costs, the rising cost of material and having to do up your house and maintain your house, that's all contributing to them saying, rather than regulating the short-term letting sector, that those are bigger factors in moving people out of long-term renting.
Well, that doesn't seem to be the case. What I'm hearing here, and I've said this before on your show, people are telling me that under no circumstances will they be forced to do what they don't want to do with the letting. They're not going to go into long-term renting. They'll sell the house. They have told me this. Or they will hold it for a family member. But they're not going to buckle, as they've phrased it themselves, to being dictated to by the government. Mm. And this is what I'm pointing out, and this is what I'm trying to highlight. And like across the board, Darragh O'Brien, our minister, and the colleagues, the aim is prosecute, fine and penalise. But you see, they're giving the impression, and this is what I want to point out, because there is, and I've noticed this, and people have said it to me, there's a reluctance by people who own short-term letting properties to actually speak out, because they feel they're being pinpointed.
Demonised.
They're being
it's
failed.
All your yes, fault. It's all your fault.
And that is not the case. This is private property. This is not social housing. This is not publicly owned. This is not owned by the local authority. These are properties that maybe people have a mortgage on still, and or maybe was in an heirloom some of the family. In many instances, Jerry, it would be maybe an old house that was done up and renovated, and that they're paying for that work and still and have it there.
Okay,
and
Brendan, it sounds like they're not. It sounds like you're making an if we were going to U.S. politics, the big government, small government argument here. You'd be sounding Republican if you're U.S. politics. Keep out of my business, government, on the ideological principle side of it. The government should not be allowed to tell me what I do with my private property.
Well, look, I don't know what category you want to put me into, but all I can tell you is, Jerry, I'm representing the people that are speaking to me.
Yeah.
They're very, very concerned about it. They feel they're being blamed completely in the wrong, and there's a reluctance by them to speak out. And
speaking out on their behalf. The CEO of Vault Ireland on the programme during the week, he was talking about the legislation coming in. They're going to be put in charge of doing this. Do you think you'll be listened to? It sounds like they're going ahead with this plan.
Well, I don't know whether I'll be listened to or not. I did get support at the council meeting, and I appreciate that. But it's important that the case is flagged, because if it isn't, and if someone doesn't stand up and speak for them, Jerry, God alone only knows what the small print of this legislation that they're going to bring in is going to be. And I'm hopeful maybe that it may not be as severe as it currently is,
as
is projected.
Okay. All right. Listen, Brent, it's an interesting
Thank
one.
You,
we'll see where it goes. Thanks very much for your view on that. That's Councillor Brendan Cronin made that call in Kerry County Council.